spring rain. When you don't clap, I'm going to start to worry. Now the rain is falling freshly in the intervals between sunlight. A Pacific squall started no one knows where, drawn west as the drifts of warm air make a channel. It moves its own way, like water or the mind, and spills this rain passing over. The Sierras will catch it as the last snow flurries before summer, observed only by the wakened marmots at 10,000 feet. And we will come across it again as larkspur and penstemon, sprouting along a creekside above Sonora Pass next August. That's not the end of it. The gray jays of the mountains eat larkspur seeds, which cannot propagate otherwise. To simulate the process, you have to soak gathered seeds all night in the acids of old coffee and then score them gently with a very sharp knife before you plant them in the garden. You might use what was left of the coffee we drank in Lisa's kitchen visiting. There were orange poppies on a table in a clear glass vase, stained near the bottom to the color of sunrise. The unstated theme was the blessedness of gathering and the blessing of dispersal. It made you glad for beauty like that, casual and intense, lasting as long as the poppies last. And for kitchens and friends and fresh starts. James had never seen the coast before. Carolyn was leaving for England. Thank you.